The campus, this National Historic Landmark, we really feel has been this hidden gem, that it just sits here in East Aurora, and nobody really knows that it exists. And we have really been coming into our own in the past 5 years. The campus has undergone this great transition, and people just aren't aware of it. So we wanted to have the legislators out here so that we can show them the progress that has been made here on the campus.
Are you making a money ask?
What we really want to do is inform everybody of the progress. Now, we will let everyone know what is coming and that there is a price tag to that, and we warn them up front that you will be hearing from us soon, maybe in the next year.
What would those things be? What can people expect?
Well, we're currently working on the capital project for the copper shop, which is about 116 years old. We've been working on funding to replace the floors in the copper shop, which is going to cost about $400,000 to $450,000. When that project is done, the floors will be completed and all of the mechanicals will be upgraded in the copper shop. So what will be left for the copper shop is walls and windows, which will probably cost us about $800,000 to complete. Once that is done, the copper shop will be restored and good for the next 100 years. Then we move to the final phase, which is the print shop. And the print shop will cost us approximately $10.5 million to restore. Once it's fully restored, it'll be as good as the day that it was built 118 years ago, and it will be good for the next 100 years.
Given what's happening in the city of Buffalo with the resurgence and renaissance that we've seen, especially in tourism, are you feeling kind of that trickle effect here in East Aurora?
Well, I would say several years ago we didn't feel it, but we didn't feel it because we also didn't feel that we represented enough to get people to come here. When I first came on board about 5 years ago, I was very cautious about how to promote the campus. I didn't want to bring people out here with ideas of grandeur, only to have them arrive and say, that is all there is? I guess we don't need to go back. That's what we didn't want. So we worked for several years building up the guest experience, creating the M&T Bank Visitor Center, which is, you know, a home base for the campus where you're going to take a tour, classes, or it even functions as a concierge for East Aurora. So once that was done, we then installed the historic presses back into the print shop. We created the museum. And so we had so much more to offer. Most people are not aware of the significance between the Darwin Martin house and the Roycroft. So when Elbert Hubbard was leaving Larkin Soap Company, he trained Darwin Martin to take his job. So there is that natural cohesiveness of the two culturals.